There was a big game on Saturday, Theberton Oval. It was the Crows taking on Port Adelaide. Under 23s, there was a few older players mixed in. Port Adelaide got the win by 11 points. One of the stars of the day was Willem Drew. He's our next guest. He's on the line. Willem, thanks for your time this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on.
Nice outing by you. You must be pleased to not only get through the game, but to perform as well as you did.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, you said it was an under 23 game, so it was a lot of young players playing, and it was a good opportunity for us to sort of show what we've got. And I think there's a fair few good performers on the day, and we came out on top as well, which is a bonus.
Coming into your third season of AFL footy, you've had your challenges, mate. Just the one game in the sand for last year due to a foot injury, so the body's clearly in good shape. But how much did last year dent your confidence with your body?
Yeah, last year was a bit of a grind, really. Sort of started off the year in rehab in pre-season, and then sort of tried to play in my one game, and couldn't really move, so went in for surgery, and definitely took its time and took its toll. But now I'm feeling really good. The foot's fine. And, everything's sort of running smoothly at the moment. So hopefully that can keep going.
Talking to Willem Drew from the Port Adelaide Football Club on SENSA. Mates, a few people got a little bit excited about the weekend, saying potentially that spot that Ollie Wines is leaving vacant could be yours. How are you feeling, and what are your goals for 2019?
Yeah, Ollie, obviously with Ollie injured there, there might be a spot available, but I think he's tracking pretty well, and he said he could be back for around the first month of footy, so he might be back for round one. We're not too sure, but whoever will fill his spot will do a good job, I'm sure. And for me personally, my goal this year is just to enjoy being back playing. Obviously last year didn't play much at all, so it's good just to be back training and playing, and hopefully there's an AFL game in there somewhere. I'll be pretty happy with that.
Some pretty handy midfielders in charge down there. Scotty Thompson's one of those. I can see some similarities between you and Scott, the way that you play the game. Has he been helpful for you, and also Jared Schofield, the new midfield coach?
Yeah, they have. Both have been really good this year so far. Tomo's sort of been working on more closely with the inside midfielders, and then Scully has been working with sort of the outside midfielders and running patterns, and they both complement each other really well, and they're both doing really good.
I think your game suits the modern way footy's played. Clearly they've recruited you as a bigger bodied midfielder, 190 centimetres, which is a massive frame. So, but you do have attributes in terms of your ability to run and cover the ground as well. Do you see that as your strength, whereas some bigger bodied midfielders can't cover the ground as well as you can?
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the main focuses for me in my game is sort of getting to contest and sort of using my work rate to try and outwork my opponent, which is, sort of something I try and use as a strength, I suppose.
Feels like there's a spot there for you, Willem. Travis Boak doesn't spend much time in the midfield anymore. Brad Ebert has gone forward. He's probably not going to be through the midfield as much. Ollie Wines is out. We mentioned Joe Attlee. Do you have to be aggressive? Do you have to say that you want it? Because there's some other guys in there, Pau Pepper and Rockcliffe and some others coming through. It's not going to be easy, but do you go after it full bore and be aggressive and say that you want that that starting midfield spot?
Yeah, obviously, as you said, there's a lot of great midfielders at the club, and I suppose you sort of have to be in a way, and you sort of have to show in your performances and training and keep backing it up and sort of not slowing down at all. If there's a spot there, I'm more than happy to take it, but I'm more than happy just to keep the way I'm going and trying to keep performing.
Hey, Willem, on the weekend, a chance for you guys to really get stuck into the new rules and things like that, and I suppose your style of play. What is your take on the new rules, and has it been easy to inject them into your game style?
Yeah, look, not too much has changed, really. Just a little bit with the after goals and the 6-6-6. So not a whole lot has changed, and I suppose we're still working out ways to sort of use them to our advantage. But so far, they've been going pretty smoothly.
The 6-6-6 rule was an interesting one. We saw you guys in the intra club. It seems like obviously they're your starting positions, but I mean, instantly, as soon as the ball goes up, everything's back to the way it used to be. It seems like for you boys, you've just got a little bit of extra running to do.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much it, yeah. A little bit more extra running. And yeah, as soon as the ball goes up, you obviously can sort of move anywhere you want. So it's back to playing footy after that.
And the game style, it appeared to me, just from watching a bit online, that the boys are really trying to mark the footy and roll on and move it inside and try and find that option through the middle of the ground. Ken Hinckley's spoken about the fact that last year it was a boring style of game. So how did you see the boys able to do that on the weekend? Were the coaches happy with the way you executed the new game plan?
Yeah, obviously this pre-season has been a pretty big focus on sort of moving the ball a lot quicker and sort of quickening up our game style. So on the weekend, I think we did that pretty well. There were sort of a few patches there where we might miss a kick or two, but overall it was pretty good. And yeah, the coaches were pretty happy.
Any talk this week? Obviously, it's the first hit-out JLT Port period against a proper Crow side. Of how many you'll play, how many you'll take, or will you have to wait till later in the week to find out whether you'll be there and some of your teammates will be as well?
Yeah, not too sure as of yet. I'm pretty sure we'll find out in the next couple of days as to how many and who's been given an opportunity to play. So, yeah, that will come later in the week.
Willem, early days, but obviously you've got co-captains now. Can you give us a bit of an insight? Have you seen the different sort of leadership styles of the boys, and what is the difference?
Yeah, obviously they've been two sort of two outstanding leaders throughout the pre-season. Tom and Ollie, and I think both of them will complement each other really well and give us the greatest opportunity to have success. And yeah, look, Ollie's someone who's sort of in that younger age group, and he's someone who gets along with all the old boys and the young lads as well, and sort of can fill that gap. And then Jonah is someone who demands really high standards, genuinely cares for everyone at the club, and yeah, they're two great people.
Port Adelaide midfielder Willem Drew joining us on SENSA this morning. He was a star on the weekend, kicked three goals, won plenty of the ball in a best-on-ground performance in the under-23 showdown. Now, Willem, 41 degrees in Port Pirie on Saturday. You're a boy from Ballarat. I know it gets very cold down there. You've got fair hair and you've got fair skin. 41 degrees, it's not going to suit you, I wouldn't imagine.
Yeah, no, not at all. The hot weather, doesn't do me too well. But no, we'll see how we go.
Well, mate, we really appreciate your time. A terrific start from you. Early days, so keep working hard. There's a spot there for you if you want it. Quality young man with a big game. So I hope it's a magnificent 2019 for you, and thanks for your time this morning.
No worries. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
He is 190 centimetre, 85 kilos. I reckon he's put on a bit. Since then, in terms of muscle, looks fit and lean. I reckon he'd be about 86, 87 kilograms, and there's a spot there for him. And once again, another one of these youngsters that we've rarely spoken about with Port Adelaide.
The new age midfielder, 190 plus.
Well, there's Port Adelaide, that they did have a focus of targeting those bigger bodied midfielders. We've seen Power Pepper, Drew, Attlee's the same. So clearly they think that's the way it is going. When you look at Fife and Bontempelli and Cripps and these types of guys, Kennedy, the captain from Sydney. So he's got the body to be able to match the game, which is good.
What about you just having a little crack at the colour of the hair?
Fair hair and fair skin.
You said it was a bit of a smirk.
It's the same. Does anyone like playing in 41? I wouldn't imagine the kid from Ballarat with red hair and fair skin would like it. What?
No, fair enough. I'm just taking in what I'm hearing. That's all it is,
just
mate.
Just taking in.
Just taking it all in. Taking it one day at a time.